Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, a tremendous job by the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday and all season. 14-3 is incredible. So congrats to them. Perhaps more importantly, because I think it's a bigger achievement, for guys like Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly, who, let's be real, not exactly Robert Redford and Paul Newman. These guys both somehow found a lady, and somehow both have yet again become fathers. Congratulations. Over the break, both Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly's wife having kids. It's a wonderful thing. The WIP nice. Family expanding. And we thank their wives for their service.
For James, their service.
I mean, how do you explain Fritz and TK as dads?
I can't. What is it coming to?
Yeah. No, we're happy for those guys. All jokes aside, great stuff. Jack Fritz and Tom Kelly and their families, all with some new kids.
So
good
were,
stuff.
Were either of the babies born on Christmas?
I know Jack's was January 2nd. I think Tom's was like the
a couple days back.
Yeah, it was close to Christmas, but not
these
Christmas.
These are tough birthday points.
Totally, like, for those it's kids, a tough spot.
Yeah, those kids, it's kind of like,
hello,
you know,
John,
Christmas,
the 29th.
Yeah, it really is problematic.
It is.
I have a daughter who was born December 10th, and it's like she sort of gets stiffed.
Mine's the 4th. Zoe's the 4th, and it's okay. Zoe's cousin is December 26th, and it's the worst. Like, the kid even, we went down for his birthday, and he even said, he's like, my birthday sucks. And I was like, this is horrible.
It really is.
He's 7 years old. He's saying, what a terrible day for my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, congratulations, yeah. Both guys, both families.
Well, John,
man,
how do you
those
think
kids are going to be resentful?
How do you think? How do you think Jesus feels?
I know
Jesus was born December 24th.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some injuries.
Half the presents for Jesus.
I did not see that coming. That was a good one.
NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. We do it on the Monday after every Eagles game. This one a different one because obviously the players that are, you know, pretty much going to suit up in the postseason for the most part didn't play yesterday, but there's still a lot to talk about with Dr. Adam Lyons. He's a sports medicine specialist with AdvoCare Stoll Medical Group in Philadelphia. His expertise includes the knee, the shoulder, the back, the spine, put it another way, all of it, including concussion, stem cell therapy, and more. Let's welcome Dr. Lyons to the program. Good morning, Dr. Lyons.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. All right, so the big one for the Eagles, obviously, is Jalen Hurts. Missed two games. Now, wasn't going to play yesterday anyway, but has not yet been cleared from concussion protocol. How concerning do you think it should be for Eagles fans that he wasn't cleared prior to yesterday, even though he would have sat out? Does it worry you for the postseason?
I'm not concerned yet. So for most people to know, the NFL concussion protocol, 5 steps, just as a general summary, you know, exercise without symptoms, practice without symptoms, be able to get hit without symptoms, and balancing that against, you know, player safety, of course. For Jalen, and for most players, we try to progress them as quickly as possible for a few reasons, but namely because at the end of this process, an independent neurologist has to come in and clear the player.
Yep.
So you might tell the player, hey, they're good to go, and an independent neurologist says, you know, actually another day might help, but if that's Sunday, that's no good. Now, in Jalen's case, as you alluded to, there's a reason to sort of slow him down. One, we had the 2C locked up already, and there was time to sort of take our time. But the other thing to remember is Jalen's dealing with an injury to his non-dominant hand. So it doesn't make sense to put him in a position to further worsen that at this point. So
but you don't think they'd be allowed to slow it down, would they? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's two different issues.
No, you can progress the player as you need to. You can't.
Which is what they're doing.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
He didn't play last week.
No, but John,
he wasn't going to play.
But the implication.
Why would they progress
him? Hold on. The implication that he's told you haven't cleared concussion protocol because we don't want you to clear concussion protocol yet.
You're not practicing. I don't buy it. Why do we need to clear you?
The point is they don't have to go through the steps to technically clear him. No, the point is they don't have to exercise. They don't have to do that.
No, I understand they don't. But I mean, so does he still need to meet with a doctor today? Then it could have happened on Friday. I mean, what's the point of that?
Sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
You're good. I love it. So we'll know more, Tuesday and Wednesday this week if he's progressing as he's supposed to. You know, that's pretty much telltale that he'll be fine. But to your point, no, you can't tell a player, hey, have symptoms. But you can say, hey, listen, there's no point in you practicing with
no
the team.
No point in rushing it. Exactly.
Right, which is the final step in clearance.
Yeah.
But you can't clear a player if he's not practicing.
Yeah, right. And it's
I don't believe that. You can clear a player and say, we're choosing not to have you practice.
Because the players
are given a week off. That's why.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
I don't understand what you're talking
about.
There's no reason to clear him.
Sure, why
are you pushing him through? Like
You're not pushing him through. If he's cleared, he's cleared.
That's not how it works. Where is this independent neurologist that needs to clear him? And how does that work, Doc? Is he going to come in from some site? Elsewhere?
So the NFL employs a bunch of independent neurologists, so they can come in. But again, you know, I'm not too worried at this point. And again, if everything progresses, but you'd also don't want to show your cards. You want Green Bay practicing for Jalen. You want them practicing for everyone. You know, any advantage you can have is an advantage.
Okay, interesting. Let's talk about the Packers quarterback because Dr. Adam Lyons with us from NovaCare here. So, big situation yesterday. We find out the Eagles are going to play Green Bay, but Jordan Love, with an injury, did not finish the game. Said after the game he had lost feeling in his right hand after falling on his arm in that game yesterday. What would be your sense of what this could be and the impact for him on Sunday?
So he's playing. He already put out a comment that he's playing. This is a bone bruise to what's called the medial epicondyle, but you can think of it as basically a swollen elbow. Why this is important is because what's called your ulnar nerve goes past this spot. Now, usually nerves run really deep. They run with arteries and veins, and you can't really hit them. At this spot in the elbow, called the funny bone, most people go by it, if you hit it, the ulnar nerve gets hit, and the ulnar nerve controls the sensation to your ring and pinky finger. So that's what people are usually accustomed to. You know, if you ever sleep funny, or you ever hit your elbow the wrong way and you get that numbness and tingling in your ring and pinky and you want to shake your hand off. And there's actually a video of Jordan shaking his hand. So these are pretty classic football injuries and contact injuries.
Yeah.
The main thing to be thinking about, though, is that your ulnar nerve, your ring and pinky finger, control your grip strength. So you wonder if this is injured, you had cold weather, is he more prone to botch snaps?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Someone gets a hand on him, a fumble, and that's what you're looking for.
That's a great point. Nerves, regeneration of nerves, Doc. If he doesn't have feeling in his pinky and ring finger, as he says, there's no saying when that feeling comes back, correct?
Correct. Nerves take forever to come back.
Right.
So he's
could be 6 months. Could be never. It could be tomorrow.
We'll take a week, John.
We'll take a week. That's exactly right. All right, what about Christian Watson, Doc? So he leaves the game, non-contact knee injury. Doesn't sound good for him. What's your sense of this?
Yeah, so if you see the video of it, it looks like a pivot injury. Tough to tell. These type of injuries typically are ligaments. So you worry in the worst-case scenario, an ACL. It's hard to tell without doing an exam and correlating it with the MRI. but I can't imagine he's playing. And, you know, the Packers, when you run on the field and do the exam, we as the physicians know pretty instantaneously what the player has. And given the Packers' response, it sounds like not only is he out for tomorrow, but they're probably weighing if he'll be back, probably at what point he'll be back next season.
Doc, when you put a guy on that cart, it's pretty decisive. After you do the check, you know, that you're talking about, and then you put him on the cart, normally that's because he needs, you know, MRI, he needs x-ray. There is something that
he's in trouble for the game. There's no doubt. All right, Dr. Adam Lyons, again, for more information about Dr. Lyons, get yourself to AdvocareStoleMedicalGroup.com. It's the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Thanks, Dr. Lyons.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right.
McKee is rolling. McKee is firing. McKee has the ball. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown to Anaya Smith. His first touchdown in the NFL. That was a 15-yard strike.
Well, Tanner McKee played well. There's no doubt about it. A couple misfires, but for the most part, pretty poised and impressive. And does set up an interesting scenario of who will be the number two in the postseason, which I tend to think will still be...
They're not going to upset the apple cart and change anything.
I think Sirianni won't go there because of that. But
it's very simple. Next year, hey, Tanner McKee... We really like what you did. You're next in line.
But here's the thing, John. I hear you on next year, but
trade him for something big.
We'll get to that a lot in the offseason. But here's my point. Like, they're about to play a playoff game. If Jalen Hurts gets hurt, like, someone's got to go in the game. And Nick Sirianni, of course, has to make a designation before the game unless they activate three on the 47-man roster or 6-man roster.
There's no reason to do that anymore because you could do the emergency.
So... someone's going to be designated as two, and someone's going to be designated as three. I think Pickett's going to be the two, but I think in our poll today, Tanner McKee will win this poll of who should be the two. Now, I wouldn't do it because I got two. Here's two reasons why I won't do it. One, upset the apple cart. I agree with you, John. The other thing is, if Nick Sirianni felt Kenny Pickett was ineffective for a drive or two, he could stick McKee in there. Now, Pickett would then be ineligible to go back in. Hurts would be ineligible to go back in. You could do that. It's risky, but, you know, it's at least on the table because I think Tanner McKee did look better than Kenny Pickett looked. Am I wrong?
You got a lot of extenuating circumstances.
Who looked better?
Here?
Who looked better in your opinion?
It wasn't way better, though. I mean, Kenny was solid.
They were both pretty good.
Pickett was solid in game two, not that good in game one.
Of course, he had a week to prepare.
I understand, but it is what it is.
Into action.
James, who's the better player?
It was another quarterback's game plan Pickett was playing.
I think Kenny Pickett today, and I'm not a Kenny Pickett fan at all. I think he's a better player today. I would take Tanner McKee long term, but I think for a game, I would play Kenny Pickett.
I think Tanner McKee is probably a better player.
Joe, you're wearing glasses today, correct?
Yeah, this is one of those days.
It's called eye test.
And?
That's Tanner McKee.
I agree with
the
that.
Eye test.
And my point is, after the Phillies thing,
he hasn't played. Tanner McKee's the biggest game Tanner McKee has played in. He's played against backups in Dallas, and he played against the Giants. Like Kenny Pickett has at least played in a bunch of NFL games before. He's played in, he started 30-plus games in the NFL or whatever.
I get it.
We're talking about coming into a playoff game. Yeah, thank you, John. Like, I get it, but I think it's silly, honestly.
What's silly?
Kenny Pickett's the
talking
backup.
Talking about it after McKee played that well?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's silly. I think Kenny Pickett's the backup.
Well, yes. I think Pickett will be, but doesn't mean he should be. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me give you the schedule. So, if you're just waking up, the snow is coming down, at least where we are in Center City. It's definitely out. I wouldn't call it yet in force, but it's coming down, I'd say, fairly rapidly.
I don't
rapidly.
Know that it's even, it's coming down.
No, it's coming
weird,
down.
Joe. Yeah. It's coming down. I can't even tell it's coming down, but it's appearing on the ground mysteriously. It's like super fine.
No, I get that. But it's definitely more rapidly because it went from nothing out there about a half hour ago to a decent amount now.
Snowing a lot at the shore, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to snow a lot today. Yeah. So, it's upon us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Detroit destroys Minnesota last night. Detroit gets the... one, Minnesota the five. That's a tough break for Minnesota. Minnesota. But anyway, here's the playoff
14
schedule.
14-3, 5 seed.
It's a joke.
It's really.
And they have to go on the road. That's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, here's the schedule. Saturday, 4:30, Chargers-Texans. We told you it would probably be a game involving the Texans because it's always that division, first game Saturday. That's a CBS game, by the way. Saturday at 8 o'clock, Steelers-Ravens. This is one of those Amazon Prime games.
Oh, those teams don't play very often.
Yeah. So I wish they were a little bit more evenly matched. They were about 3 weeks ago, but Pittsburgh looks like they've shown their true colors. The Ravens are a massive favorite, like 9 or 9.5 points. All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Denver at Buffalo. Probably a pretty significant mismatch. CBS game. Then the big one from our standpoint, Packers at the Eagles. This will be a Fox game.
Were you not thrilled when you saw it was 4:30?
It's going to be Tom Brady.
I was worried it was going to be 8 o'clock, like a night game.
I could have rolled either way with that. But what you're going to get is you're going to get a Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhart, Fox 4:30 game. I do like the time. I like the day.
I like being on Fox is good. And I think to your point, saying it's the big one for us, I think it shows it's the big one for the networks.
Well,
too.
Clearly. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, 8 o'clock Sunday night. This is the Commanders at the Bucks. Now, of course, this game has implications for the Eagles because based on how this goes and based on the next one I'll tell you in a moment, that's who the Eagles would play in the second. Detroit will play the team with the worst seeding, and then the Eagles will get the next
NFL reseeds for those who don't
correct
know.
And then Monday night, this is what the Eagles got stuck with last year. Monday night is the Vikings at the Rams, and this is an ESPN ABC game. Vikings at Rams.
I can't believe they do that.
I'm
surprised
the Monday night thing
to Monday.
Well, it's been a couple of years now.
I know, yeah. And I think it's wrong.
It's
I think
awful.
you're handicapping whoever plays on Monday so significantly compared to the teams who play on Saturday. 2 days different?
It's AFC, so it won't be 2 days different. It'll just be what? Because all the NFC teams are playing on Sunday, so there won't be. I agree it's a handicap, but it won't be 2 days.
Let me say this. It could impact the Eagles from this standpoint.
Yeah, they could face the Vikings.
The Eagles could face the Vikings, who could be on a shorter rest than the Eagles.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unfair no matter what. I just was saying it wouldn't be 2 days because all the it can't be an AFC.
I feel terrible.
I think it's terrible, too. I think it's wild. But anyway, all right, so congrats to the Eagles. A great season, obviously. A very solid win yesterday. Backups beating Eagles, beating Giants. Stars. By the way, Malik Nabers. Are those announcers still talking about Malik Nabers? How many times?
He's the only thing there is
Yeah,
to
but
talk
you know
about.
What? It wasn't that compelling. I mean, the Brock Bowers was about to play a game.
And Brock Bowers ended up beating him out four catches?
Of course he beat him out.
Three catches or so?
He had a whole game to play. These announcers are spending.
And he also played two more games than Neighbors did.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that was
did you hear the most annoying part yesterday?
What's that?
Was when they had Tiki Barber there, and they started to talk about, you know, Saquon leaving.
Yep.
And he goes, the main guy, the analyst, said, that was all blown up about, your thing with that. And I'm going, you said he's dead to me.
Yeah. I thought
it was ridiculous.
I thought there was a lot of elements in that whole 2 or 3 minutes there where they were covering up all sorts of nonsense.
All stuff.
And by the way, Tiki with his Daves, Brian Daboll, Daves.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Enough. All right, hello to you. By the way, I'm in a good mood. I mean, the Eagles are great. It snows out. It's a beautiful thing. We're back from Christmas break and New Year's break and the whole deal. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. And obviously, we got a shot for a really special January and February. By the way, you can attend the game. If you do not have tickets already, you can attend the Eagles-Packers game on Sunday at 4:30. Here's how. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Eagles-Packers Friday at 8 o'clock. Friday at 8 o'clock. But you've got to listen. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 4 times to listen. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 o'clock each morning. We will give you a name each morning. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. Know the 4 names that we say. And Friday at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to see the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers.
And a big thank you to NovaCare Rehabilitation, Power Physical Therapy. I checked with them. They said, of course, we're giving away tickets to the
Beautiful.
Playoff game. So,
love it.
Awesome.
Love it. All right. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. James, how was your holiday, man?
It was nice. It was relaxing, which was good. I tried to take it easy as much as possible, check out as much as possible.
Yep.
It was really good.
John, what about you? What stood out? A couple weeks. What hit you?
I couldn't believe that I returned to normalcy sleeping-wise.
Good.
And I was worried that I would never be able to sleep normally again. Like I would wake up at 3:30, 4:30,
yep.
5, thinking I was late for work. Because that's what was happening when we would have a day or two.
Yep.
But I'm okay. I'm not broken. I'm not from a sleep perspective.
Good.
I got back to fully rested. I feel like, I don't know, more like myself, where I think during the holidays, sometimes you can get a little frazzled. Maybe that happened. The vacation was so necessary for me to just reset and enjoy my kids, enjoy my family, you know, my mom, my girlfriend and I. We spent a lot of time together.
Good.
It was wonderful, but restful was the bottom line.
So it's like the Eagles. You had a double bye week for the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah. It feels unfair. It feels unfair. How much I got to just recoup.
Good,
recuperate.
Buddy. Let's go. Well, look, hope everyone had a good. Yeah, no, I feel great. I mean, for me, it was family, friends, and nothing.
Yeah.
Amy mixed in all of it, but basically, I was at all times doing one of three things: either hanging with family, hanging with friends, or doing absolutely nothing, which was great. Rhea, what about you over the last 2 weeks?
Got to read a lot of books.
Good.
I love to read, but I just, you know, sometimes just too busy with all this and everything like that. So read and just relax. Got to enjoy my birthday watching the Eagles kick the crap out of the Cowboys.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you.
Yep.
So WIP sent me a beautiful flower arrangement, and my birthday was on that day. And they
I've never gotten that.
Yeah, neither have I. What is this nonsense?
Well, because for a reason.
Wait, what is this nonsense? You get a flower arrangement from the radio station?
First of all.
What about the Hammer?
Why would they be
April
sending
26.
You? You need flowers?
Yeah, send me something.
I baked you a cake once.
Yeah, well, it didn't come from the station as an official. I'm a little offended.
I'm a little offended. The card said wishing you a happy birthday and a Cowboys loss. For your birthday,
good
and
for
I got
you.
It. So good, it was good very, deal. Very awesome.
Well, hope everyone had a great break. Obviously, you know, back to business, to say the least. The playoffs are upon us. By the way, be careful in the roads. I mean, we can see it's definitely coming down, and just be careful out there. I know a lot of schools are canceled today, so a lot of parents have to make adjustments.
My kids are home today. I went ice skating over the break, Joe.
Okay.
Are you good at ice skating?
Never done it.
Never once?
What?
Like, never put
skates
on?
I've been out there with, you know, sneakers, I guess, but
you can't go anywhere. Wait, sneakers?
Ice skating? Well, no,
so you've been walking on ice?
I've walked on ice.
And you say that's ice skating?
I'm like the guy at the Flyers game that has to, like, the official that has to cross, not the ref, but, like, you know, the dude in the box, the penalty box, has to walk across at the end of a
very
period.
Awkwardly.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
I have my own ice skates.
Just
what is wrong with you people?
Ice skate.
I wish I could.
It's
I can't.
What you do.
My ankles
time
don't
of
support
year.
Ice skating.
What?
You have to practice.
My heart doesn't. What do I
You've
really
never
care?
Ice skated your entire life.
No.
Oh, God.
Not surprising, but amazing, nonetheless.
No. But I'm glad you did, man. All right.
It's hard.
I'm challenging. Sure,
that's you why should I don't, try it.
That's why I don't try it.
Well, it's...
Because it's
you
hard and challenging.
Correct. That's exactly why I don't try. All right, 215-592-9494. So let's reset here on the Eagles. There's some from yesterday's game to react to. I think most notably Tanner McKee played well. And nice job by some of the linebackers. You know, Burks and Trott Jr. had a million tackles. Burks had 17, Trott Jr. had 11. So there's a lot of good stuff going on there. But the big picture, of course, is the postseason. And we ask you at 215-592-9494 how you feel about the coming postseason. From an Eagles perspective, and I feel really excited and frankly very confident. Now, I'm not saying very confident like they're definitely going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know that they will. I know this. They got a great shot. Got a great shot. I do worry about Detroit. I do worry about Buffalo. I do worry about Kansas City. Those are very legitimate teams. But, you know, and look, I do wish the Eagles were playing Washington, but maybe Jordan Love's injury is enough that it tips the scales to maybe you would prefer Green Bay.
We should prefer Green Bay at this point.
You'd think the injuries change that equation?
Well, I don't think the Jordan Love injury amounts to much of anything at all. But Christian Watson, he is their big play guy. That does help a lot.
Yeah.
The guy's really talented, and he's 6'4", and he can run a 4'2".
I think part of it is I saw Green Bay win a playoff game on the road last year, and I haven't seen Washington win a playoff game in 30 years.
I know, but, well, Washington has a rookie quarterback now who actually gives them a chance to win late in games.
No, I get it.
And he has.
All right, so look, all of this to react to, and what stood out to you from yesterday, but more importantly, big picture, as the Eagles enter the postseason, and again, they start on Sunday, 4:30.
We should be concerned about that NFC Championship game. I do
well,
think
for sure.
The battles, we are tougher than the opponents. We are more talented than the opponents up until that NFC Championship game.
John, let's be real.
Detroit ripping up. They are tough, man.
I know they are. And Detroit ripping up Minnesota was one of the most impressive wins any team's had this year.
It absolutely was.
I mean, that was a mano-a-mano, and Detroit tore them apart.
Detroit's defense rose up yesterday. There was a point in time where there were four consecutive trips into the red zone for Minnesota. They came away with 6 points. That Lions defense, yeah, with Anzalone, their linebacker, their leader, back yesterday for the first time in over a month.
Yep.
It made a huge difference. They're a smart team. They're a well-coached team. And above all, we know that this is a tough-minded team because of the way they're dealt with, yeah, the way that their head coach handles them.
With that said, I'm telling you, my gut right now tells me the Eagles reach the Super Bowl. That's just where I'm at. I think, look, Detroit would be a favorite.
A team who's mentally tough and at home.
I understand. I get it. I'm not pushing it aside.
I absolutely believe we are the best team. We are on paper. I do believe that we are the best team in the NFC. That Lions team has proven that they will X's and O's you as well as out tough you, and I worry about that.
And Detroit will have to have played only one game in the postseason, while the Eagles will have to have played two. So there's that factor as well. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. But there's also the factor that the Eagles starters got off yesterday and Detroit starters had to play four quarters.
Yeah. And I do feel like we'll start fast. I think once we get to Detroit.
I don't know about that.
I do think that the team that has the bye, the team that the one seed, we've seen it ourselves. We worry about getting back into the swing. That wild card group of teams, hey, they're back on the horse. You know, they're back into playing their best football, and it is hard to make that adjustment as a bye team during the playoffs to ramp up your level of intensity, speed, mind, processing, everything else, because it is different in the playoffs. I do think the wild card teams have an advantage in that respect. Early in those games, the teams who've been buying and watching from afar, they aren't quite up to speed for playoff football.
All right, 215-592-9494. So much to react to. If you want to comment in the aftermath of the Eagles not...
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Letting Saquon go for it, certainly you can. It's not, you know, front and center, but it's not totally off the table because, you know, I think it was the right decision, but it was certainly a bit of a bummer to watch yesterday knowing that a tremendous chance at history was just left on the wayside. I mean, it's a tough one, but I think they made the right call. Let's go to Jason right now. Jason, good morning to you, buddy. Jason, not ready to go. Let's get to Alex. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alex. What's going on, man? Long time no hear.
Hi, Alex.
Happy New Year.
It's great to hear you. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, first of all, I'm going to give you a nostalgic moment that kills me every time.
Okay.
And it's Eagles fans, this is for you. That Super Bowl announcement, man, that thing.
Merrill,
I watched that game over and over again. And, man, that thing drives me crazy.
Merrill's Super Bowl call.
Every time I hear it.
That's nice.
Merrill's Super Bowl call, man. That thing, it brings that Super Bowl back fresh to me every time.
Yeah.
Man. It's just outstanding.
I like
that
it.
That man is a legend.
Yes, he
all
is.
All right, the second thing. I don't understand. And first of all, Joe, we don't want you on the bandwagon, man.
Well, hold on. Here's where you make no sense. Here's where you make no sense. You just said second, and then you said first of all. I mean, who says second and then first of all and then rips the hammer? I mean, what is that nonsense?
The hammer!
Don't give me that.
Get off the bandwagon, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what we're trying to create, a quarterback controversy. Man, these dudes couldn't hold a candle to Jalen Hurts, man.
I didn't say any of them should be the... Well, hold on a second, Alex. I asked who should be the two. I asked who should be the backup quarterback, not the starter.
No, I'm talking about the fan base, not you. The fan
base. Okay, well, talk to them. Don't talk to me.
McKee in there. Joe McKee should start. This. Come on, defenses. It's just like with
have you, hold on, Alex, let me ask you a question. I have not heard anyone call for Tanner McKee to start. Have you?
For the last couple of days, man. No. People been like sitting there.
No one said that.
All right. What are we doing McKee here?
No one has.
Yeah, I guess we're. I guess that's it.
Wow.
Okay.
Tanner McKee's
got. What am I catching shrapnel for here?
I have no idea. That's nonsense here. Nonsense.
Tanner McKee's a good backup.
By the way, we do, speaking of the backup, we do have that as part of today's Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What is the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who should be the Eagles' number two QB in the playoffs, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee? Second poll question, who do you think will be the number two QB in the playoffs? My prediction is that more people say McKee should be, and more people say Pickett will be. But we'll see where it goes over the next couple hours. Third poll question, who would you have rather seen the Eagles get set to face here in the playoffs, Green Bay or Washington? We know it will be Green Bay. We know it could have been Washington. Obviously, the injuries to both Watson and Love is big. Let's get to JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a great week off. Hope you guys made it till midnight.
Oh, we did.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too,
you know,
JP.
It's Eagles time. We're not in Brazil. We're coming home for this game. We're taking them down. I'm telling you. The only thing I'm worried about is Detroit. It's Detroit, but I'm telling you, I'm more confident going into this playoff than I was in 2018 season.
I am too, because of the Wentz factor. I mean, Foles had been shaky as hell down the stretch. So yes, I'm more confident, right? But I'm less confident than I was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, 02 and 04 would probably be the three times I was most confident.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just.
By the way, Jake Elliott is not a topic that we should shortchange as an issue here. I mean, you know, the Eagles play a lot of very close games. Right, Ray? I mean,
he's my biggest concern.
It's definitely a concern.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I mean, he has been shaky the whole year.
Yesterday was, what, a 39-yarder?
Yes.
That he missed? Yeah, that's not
good. one of seven now, plus 50 yards this season? Something
I think it's
atrociously
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
The leg strength, geez, it just felt either he is injured.
He's got to be injured.
I mean, seriously injured and playing through it, or he just hit a wall in terms of leg strength, and he's in the sunset of his career.
But it would make
already?
No sense at his age. It doesn't.
I don't think so either.
I think he's injured. That's just my. I mean,
I don't know.
I kind of hope he is.
I don't know how it works. Like, are there some kickers where they just, once they hit a certain age, you know, just like certain skill guys, they lose a step?
Right.
Did he lose 15 yards on his kickoffs and field goals?
So part
it's
of,
possible.
He's 29, so he's not like super young.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he's not old.
I'm not saying he's old, but I mean, you know. I mean, kickers age.
Anyway,
with confidence being the major component to a kicker's success, his confidence is dashed completely. Like, he does not believe he can make it from outside 50.
Well, I don't know about that. But I would imagine it's
for
shaken.
This season?
Well, dashed and shaken are two different things. JP, go ahead, buddy. We cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. So here's my nostalgic thing, and I get goosebumps every time I hear it. Harry Callis calling Michael Jack Schmidt for his, was it the 500th home run?
It would be. Well, he also called the 499th, but I'm guessing you're saying 500, right?
But when he yells out Michael Jack Schmidt, that's his full name. To me, that's very nostalgic.
I got you, JP. Good call right there, man. 215-592-9494. All right, the Diddy joins us coming up in 15 minutes. Ray Dittinger at 7:55. You know what annoyed me? I don't know if you guys saw this a few days ago. Eric Dickerson, I'll say came out with a statement, not had to come out with a statement, came out with a statement to clarify the comments he had made about Saquon Barkley and the MVP, and breaking the record. And he didn't apologize, nor should. I'm not mad at Dickerson, although I wish he hadn't clarified. Like, there are losers in America that misconstrued what he said, like he was offending Saquon Barkley with his comments. He said the same thing nationally on some stuff that he said on our program about 4 or 5 weeks ago, which basically in a nutshell I can boil down to this. I love Saquon. I'm rooting for him to win the MVP. I hope he doesn't break my record because it's my record. I like to keep it. And, oh, by the way, I'm still rooting for Saquon to be great because he's great. Like, he said a lot of great things. And then there are, like, morons out there. Like, oh, he's being mean to Saquon. And so Dickerson felt the need to clarify what? That he'd like to keep his record? America is so soft. I mean, Seltzer, it's so predictable.
Yeah, it was pretty silly.
It was so predictable. I mean, people get offended.
Because people just look at the headlines sometimes.
It's a joke.
They don't read anything. They don't listen.
It's a
they
joke.
See the headline and go, oh, he's being a jerk.
He was not being a jerk.
He was not.
He was not being a jerk. I mean, we talked to him. He wasn't being a jerk at all. But people think he was, and they whatever. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bill in Kensington. Bill, good morning.
Hey, morning, y'all. How you doing?
Super, Bill.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to be back. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Before we get started, I want to say a big shout-out to Bros and Devin for leading the way while you guys were gone. They did amazing.
That's great.
Awesome.
I never heard Rhodes crash out as much as I did in the last week. It's been great. But, yeah, I think the whole Saquon thing has been blown out of proportion. I think the decision was easy for the team to make, especially because Jalen wasn't ready to come back. I think if Jalen was healthy in order to start the last game.
That's interesting. Bill, I hadn't thought about that.
Well, what's the correlation? I don't get it at all.
You want Jalen to be in there running the offense.
But you don't need him.
To pull and hold the backside while Saquon is going for the record? Is that?
But he got 160 yards without Jalen in the one game.
Bill, I think had they played Saquon, he would have had 100 yards in a quarter and a half. I really believe that. And the first time we played the Giants, they couldn't stop us running the football. I don't think it changes when they try to put 10 guys in the box because we can burn them over the top once, and then it's all going to take care of itself. I do think we could have had it. I do think we should have had it. I do think it would have been an awesome, awesome achievement for forever. We would have a claim to, you know, the Philly back would be sitting atop the heap for the next quarter century. And I think we missed out on that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I bring that up with Jalen just because he hasn't played since the Commanders game.
Yeah.
And if he finally was, like, off the concussion protocol, they probably would have said that they wanted him to be able to get some reps before the playoff season.
I would have liked that.
I tend to think they would not have Bill because they didn't play others, and I just – let me put it this way. Jalen
– was it any surprise that we erred to the conservative side for health reasons?
No.
We manufactured a bye with our team because we could. We were locked into the second seed, and so they did the smart thing. I don't think it was the right thing. I think it was the smart thing.
All right, Bill,
and it should pay dividends because we will be completely healthy when we start the first playoff game.
Bill, what makes you feel nostalgic? You can win the 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show.
Oh, easiest. And the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are world champions of baseball.
You know, it's unbelievable. And great thing there. We are getting so many answers related to Harry Callis or Merrill Reese calls.
All Phillies, mostly.
It's just incredible. We're looking for – Seltzer, give me a non-sports, something that makes you feel nostalgic. Best answer by anyone who brings it today at 215-592-9494. We'll win the 4-pack of tickets to the auto show. What else makes you feel nostalgic?
Old pictures.
Yeah. Big
looking
time.
At, you know, when Zoe was a baby, we were looking at that recently, and now she's just 6 years old and a person. Like, that kind of stuff really takes you back.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so the Saquon thing, let me just address, John, because there was two arguments I heard that I thought were two of the better arguments for playing him. Of course, they didn't, but I'll just present this, and then we'll get to the Bat of the Bone Award. By the way, if you have a great answer for nostalgic, you can win the pair of tickets, 4-pack of tickets, 215-592-9494, in general reaction to the greatness of the Eagles getting ready to play Green Bay Sunday at 4:30. But, John, I just want to round back to the Saquon thing because I received two different messages from people in the last week and a half or so that I did find compelling. One was from a guy in my building where I live down in, what do we call it, DeCamaraville? What's the name?
DeCamerica.
DeCamerica. I always forget the name of my own home area.
That's such a bad job by you.
Because I always want to put a Ville in there. I thought it was DeCamaraville, and then I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. DeCamerica. So someone that works in the building said this to me yesterday. This is right before the game, and I wrote down the quote. He said, sometimes we, meaning society, and sports, sometimes we play it so safe that the fun and entertainment comes out of the game.
Yeah.
It's true. It is true.
It's such big business. It's easy to lose track of what you're really...
There was a good article. I forget who wrote it. I think it was Sielski about a week ago, where he wrote that... I think it was Sielski. Like, championship obviously is the main thing, but there's a lot of cherished non-championship moments as well, and the Eagles let one... They kick one in the curb.
Exactly right. There is so much you can cherish just for a game on its own. These times, these moments, just entering the playoffs, it is such a charge of excitement for everyone else on the team.
It would have been an all-time moment. It would have been. Anyway, let me read you one more thing here, John.
Forever, man. Forever.
I know.
Us sitting atop everyone else as the best offensive line, as the best back, as the people who run the ball the best. We know that's how we feel. We play. We exhibit that. But now this would be etched into the history book.
Here's what my buddy wrote that kind of speaks, John, to what you were just getting at here. So this was like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 days ago. A buddy of mine wrote, he said, something is gnawing at me that Barkley should get the record. Uh-huh. It would be one of the greatest moments in NFL history and Absolutely. Eagles history.
Yes.
Millions of Philadelphians would remember it forever, and it would be the greatest accomplishment of an Eagles offensive line in history, and those guys would love it.
Yes.
Likelihood is that he will never be in this position again.
Yes.
Those things alone can justify the risk.
Correct.
And then he wrote, pretty good odds that they will not win the Super Bowl, so go for it. I don't know. I mean, make of it what you will. I don't want to relitigate the whole thing. I'll just say that I think the Eagles made the right decision, but they did let an all-time opportunity go by the wayside.
They made a decision that flies directly in the face of the team that you and I both believe they'll face in the NFC Championship game. The Detroit Lions, if they were in the same position, if Jahmyr Gibbs or David Montgomery were poised to break that record, they would have gone for it. I know that for a fact. I'm positive.
All right.
They would throw caution to the wind. We'll see when we play them how much this is displayed. How much is that mindset really going to carry through and show us on game day which team is tough?
Well, one of the things that's tough about the whole conversation is there's no way before it happens or after it happens to prove anything. Like, the Eagles could beat Detroit. They could lose to Detroit.
But I so believe... he would have gotten that record. Well,
he would have done. Like, they would have gotten him the record.
It was his to break.
He would have gotten the record.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have gotten the record. All right, with that said, let's crank out the Bat of the Bone Award. All right, so when they win, it's game balls, and usually about an individual game. But with yesterday with the backups pretty much playing... Although Jordan Davis was in there in the fourth quarter, which shocked me.
He's actually making some plays and moving.
Good, though, in terms of, like, conditioning. This is week 18, and he's out there in a meaningless game making plays.
But I was surprised
it
went that long.
Of course.
All right, but we're not going to focus really on yesterday's game. We're going to focus on the regular season, and a glorious regular season it was with 14 wins, a 14-3 record. Bat of the Bone Award, game balls for the season. Season balls, if you will. John Ritchie, first crack at it. Obviously, there's some very notable Eagles on and off the field to congratulate. Who would you give the first game ball to for the regular season?
Is there any question at all?
He's
the MVP of this season. He has reintroduced the importance of the running game and established that we are going to be really solid for a long time. 2,005 yards in 34 less carries than Eric Dickerson took to go 21-05. It's all a shame that it ended the way that it did in terms of, we didn't get that record, but we are healthy.
He is ready
to go, and he's gonna have some purpose when he gets back out there. Hit the ground running.
John, if the Eagles had won that game they lost, he would have played and had the record. Who'd they lose to?
You talk about Washington?
Yeah, Washington, exactly. Yeah. If they had won that game, they would have been playing still for the one seed week 18.
Well,
he would have played. If
Jalen stayed in that game, he probably would have gotten a lot more yardage.
That too.
Yeah.
I forget what he finished.
Seltzer game ball. Ray Diddy in about 5 minutes, by the way. Seltzer game ball for the season to him.
So I've told you guys I stay up at night thinking about this. Like, this is, I go to bed Sunday nights or Monday, whenever, or
Thursday, whenever they play.
Yeah, you need thinking, a, you need a life.
I do.
If it's that complicated.
I care
for
about
you.
It. And I knew we would do this season long, so I thought a lot about it. And there's so many ways to go. There's so many great performances all across the board.
Yep.
But I'm going to go to the guy at the top who started this year on the hot seat, who after the bye, a win after the bye, people were calling for this guy's job. They're 14-3, this team, man. Like, this guy just goes out and wins games, and they look like such a well-coached team. And I know there are other coaches and all that stuff, but I think Nick Sirianni deserves so much credit for this season.
He does. Ray, a game ball for the season to who? Season ball.
Season. I'm going to give it to a guy, like, all he had to do was fill the shoes of a guy who's likely going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he made a Pro Bowl as first time as your Cam Jurgens. I mean, I it was just, for me, the fact that he was handpicked by Jason, and I thought it was going to be, it was one of my biggest question marks. You're replacing Kelsey. And it was like, yeah, not a problem.
You know, so let me just tell you this. I thought we were getting some of that Rhea sarcasm. Because I thought when you said replace a Hall of Famer, you were about to take a shot at pencil guy.
Matt
Patricia.
So I did think you were going Vic, too. I did, too.
I thought you were going Vic Fangio with some acerbic, is that the word, acerbic humor?
That's me, acerbic. Generally, but I'm being positive.
All right, boy, I'm in a tough spot, because here's who I got left. I got Vic Fangio. I got Zach Bond.
Jalen Carter.
And I got Jalen Carter.
Zach Bond needs to be...
I thought
you need
be
to
taken.
Take Zach Bond, man. He's the defensive
I'd be
MVP.
Vic, though, too.
So I'm going to go with Vic Fangio. It's a tough call.
Come on.
It's a tough call.
Zach Bond didn't even play.
Well, here's
last
part. Here's
year,
why
and
I go.
Now
with,
he's a Pro Bowler.
I know. Here's part of why I go with Vic Fangio. So the story goes, it was Vic Fangio that recognized in the free agency process, I think I can have this guy play a different position.
Well, Vic Fangio is incredible.
I got to give
He's
Vic.
Done incredible.
Yeah, but look, Zach Bond deserves credit. Jalen Carter. I mean, a whole bunch of the offensive linemen. I mean, I think Landon Dickerson has become one of the best in football. Mulata elevated his game this year.
Becton. I mean, look, they did the same thing with Becton. He never played that position before. I'll try it. Okay.
Yeah, there's terrific. There's a lot of ways you could go, but I'll go with. I'll go with Vic Fangio for sure. By the way, Quinyon Mitchell deserves credit. Cooper DeJean. I mean,
so rethinking this, we should have just given it to Howie.
Listen, Howie was also on my list. I just didn't get that far down.